We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
54 days after Hurricane Ida hit southeast Louisiana, many of us are still fighting with our insurance companies to get the money we believe we deserve. Insurance Commissioner Jim Donilon for the state of Louisiana is our guest. And Insurance Commissioner, you're set up a new opportunity for people to try and find common ground with their insurance companies?
Indeed. We issued on October 15th, Bulletin 2021-08, which sets up a voluntary mediation program provided by two mediation firms, one here in the New Orleans area called MAPS and one in the Baton Rouge area called Perry Damph, two of the longest and largest existing mediation firms in the state. And I emphasize this is different than what we did 16 years ago post Katrina and Rita, when that program was mandatory and provided for payment by the insurers. To be honest with you, David, we are experiencing stress on our insurance carriers, not so much the big national firms, but we have replaced those big national firms as they have exited coastal exposure in all coastal states, Atlantic and Gulf Coast, with small regional carriers. And last year, the Laura, Delta, Zeta events cost insurers at large over $10 billion. In between, we had a pandemic ongoing, which has spiked the cost of repair and replacement of items that were lost in last year's hurricanes, and then again this year's Ida event, which is projected to cost between $20 and $40 billion. So this program is set up to be paid for by insurers, $600 per mediation, and limited to residential claims of under $50,000 in dispute. It provides an hour and a half of mediation, not to include preparation time for the mediators and any post-session time that they may spend. I think it's a golden opportunity, and I'm urging the companies to participate in it and their policyholders to ask for it if they've reached a dilemma with their insurer.
What percentage of the insurers are participating at this point? Because you can't make them do it, but how many voluntarily are taking part?
We don't know that yet. It's just this week that we rolled it out, and we'll know better each day as we get feedback from what I'm telling consumers. I was in Luling last evening with a town hall meeting in St. Charles Parish, and I'm telling them, look, first step, file your claim, of course, and deal with your adjuster. If you're not satisfied, call us and file a complaint against your insurer. And when you do, reach back to your insurer and ask them to participate in the voluntary mediation program. And by the way, at the same time, whatever amount is tendered to you, your insurer, go ahead and deposit it, spend it, start the rebuild, and know that you will have the right to a supplemental or multiple supplemental claims, if need be, to get fully compensated for your loss.
So it's a myth that if you accept a check or accept a direct deposit that you're done and you can't fight for more money at that point. Mm-hmm. How do people participate in this program or get in touch with your office?
Our office is 800-259-5300, or our website, LDI, Louisiana Department of Insurance, .la.gov, 800-259-5300. And to access the program, contact your adjuster or your agent and ask for a mediation to be set up between yourself and the company. It'll be done right here in the New Orleans area for those convenient to New Orleans, or Baton Rouge for those convenient to Baton Rouge.
Talking with Jim Donlin, the insurance commissioner for the state of Louisiana. Want to get as much information as we can when we come back. I'll answer some questions, or I'll ask him some of the questions you're texting me about. Are insurers leaving the state like they did after Katrina? And are our insurance, our hurricane deductibles only going to keep climbing? Someone else wants to know about emergency rules and if they're going to be extended. We'll ask Jim Donlin those questions and yours after this. Talking with Jim Donlin, the Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, we thank him for joining us here on this Friday morning on WWL. Commissioner, I'm going to try to ask as many questions as I can as quickly as possible. I know some of these answers aren't simple, though, so we'll do the best we can. One person wants to know, is the mediation binding, and will it be a settlement if they enter into this voluntary mediation program you just laid out for us?
In many cases, and perhaps even in most cases, it will end up requiring a release to be signed by the policyholder, releasing their insurer of all claims for the Ida caused damage to their property. That's how it worked in the program post Katrina and Rita, and resulted in 12,000 satisfactory conclusions. The program, the mediation program itself, is not. And I would even tell your listeners that it's worth the experience if you can do it, even if you can't reach a final settlement, just to hear both sides and have a neutral third party opine as to what a reasonable outcome is to their dispute.
So you don't have to sign that release until you find the result of the mediation, and then you can decide if it's satisfactory or not,
exactly,
or if you want to pursue some other ground. Someone else asks, are companies fleeing the state now like they did after Katrina?
They didn't. They did flee the state. The large major national carriers did. At the time of Katrina and Rita, State Farm had 33% of our market share. Allstate had 22%. Both of those combined today, State Farm's 25 and Allstate is 11, are down from 55% to 35%. But other companies have exited entirely from our market and other coastal states as well. We, more than any other coastal state, have been successful in bringing small regional carriers, 30 to count them since Katrina, to more than fill that void. Our state-sponsored residual market was our third-largest insurer when Rita and Katrina hit us 16 years ago, 10%, number three writer behind State Farm and Allstate. Today, they're number 35 with 0.5%, because of those small regional carriers that have more than filled the void. But they are stressed, no question about it. They have lost their share of $10 billion last year and are projected to lose $30 billion more this year as a result of those two events. Two companies, Gulfstream, because of losses in Florida, actually, not related to hurricanes, has gone under, taken under by their parent regulator, the Florida Department. We had a subsidiary with 9,000 policies. One of the other 30 companies, though, has assumed those 9,000 policies, and that coverage will stay in place with all the protections afforded by law to those policyholders. But this week, I had a second company, Giovera, that was a large player, one of those 30 as well, that has announced its withdrawal from our market and its withdrawal from South Carolina, where they also were writing substantial coastal exposure and are withdrawing back to their original core business of earthquake insurance in California. So no question, it's stressful and does represent a threat to a handful of companies that I can't name, but that I'm aware of, that are on the brink of insolvency. Finally, one last thing.
Go ahead.
If your company fails, we have a guarantee fund in place under all policies, admitted policies, up to $500,000 per claim.
Someone else wanted to know, are hurricane and named storm deductibles going to get even bigger now to keep companies from leaving Louisiana again?
I do not think so. We are generally 2 to 3%. Two companies, State Farm and Allstate, 10 years ago in Allstate's case, 5 years ago or so in State Farm's case, raised their deductibles to named storm deductibles from 2% to 5%. They have now gone back to offering lower deductibles if you'll pay a higher premium. No one else has gone there, and I know of no one that plans to.
And then finally, are you going to extend the emergency rule, someone wants to know, that expires at the end of the month, to keep carriers from canceling or not renewing?
I'm not going to, for the reason that I'm just alluded to, and that is the stress on the industry. That emergency rule amounts to free insurance because folks can stay on their coverage without paying their premiums, and that it would be we further stress on an already very challenged insurance marketplace.
Commissioner Donilon, thank you so much. I appreciate your joining us. I know we'll talk to you again next week. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Jim Donilon here on W.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.